They have eyes of blue and hearts of gold. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. They are of me, yet profoundly other than me. Their dependence decreases moment by moment, choice by choice, as personality and character coalesces. Soul becomes known. Small round bodies, unsure, become angular, strong, and elegant. Hints of the ancestors glimpsed, reflected in appearance, posture, and mannerism. Shadows of their mother and I emerge as different facets turn, reflected in the light of their living. See the man arise beneath the surface of the boy, hints of the woman foreshadowed in the girl. Each unique and otherworldly as a snowflake, yet familiar as my own breath. I'm startled to recognize their autonomy, their separateness from me. And in that sacred space between the roles we play out in time, flashes of their glory leave me awed. They are my equal yet better than I. Recognition of their immortality, the deity inherent in their volition, saddens yet brings strange comfort, and I grieve the blow to my ego. I have much less dominion over them than I imagine, yet I am greatly more important to them than I know. They are neither damned by my weakness nor necessarily elevated by my substance. They are free, and I am humbled. I am daddy to these three souls, at least for now, and within the bandage of time they are to me what they can be to no other, and I am to them what no other can be. While inhabiting the boundaries of this dressing, we play out appointed roles. Yet in eternity we will have had and shall ever be one. They have eyes of blue and hearts of gold. Those have been and will ever be constant through the metamorphosis of flesh, circumstance, and experience. Those same eyes which gazed up at me at the dawn of their journey will then look down upon me at the ending of mine. And yet our hope holds fast that when time is finally swallowed by eternity, we will then know as we have been known. We will recognize and finally comprehend the glory of the everlasting souls with which we have journeyed, hearts pure, refined, and utterly alive. Then together we can all play once more in the presence of the one who has watched over us all. My babies, your daddy loves you very much, but I love you more.